Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Jamila Kay of the WYPR reporting staff. Jamila, you've been, lucky you, you've been down in Annapolis recently reporting a bit on controversy over a building that the city is trying to figure out what to do with, basically, and how to do it. It's the old Fawcett Marine Supply Store that hasn't been open for 3 years or so. Tell us what the issue is.
Well, the issue is it's a couple of parts of this. There's a zoning ordinance that Mayor Josh Cohen put forth that would rezone three sites in the City Dock area from maritime use to commercial. One of these properties is the old Fawcett's Boat Supply Building at 110 Compromise Street. And in order for the developers to do what they would like to do, which is to build a mixed-use development there, they would need that zoning change. People who are opposed to this are afraid of what could happen, what sort of building would be put up there that would sort of alter the colonial atmosphere of downtown Annapolis.
Isn't there a plan that shows them what the developer wants to put up?
There's a rendering of what could be there. One of the people from this coalition, Coalition to Save Annapolis, where the main opposition is coming from, said that what he saw of the plan, the building was too wide, it was too high, and it sticks out like a sore thumb in the traditional architecture of downtown Annapolis.
Is there another stage to the approval process? In other words, you've got to do the zoning, and then somebody has to do a real plan for somebody to approve or not approve.
There is a master plan that's also coupled in with this. The master plan puts forth recommendations. One would be that the height requirements that are currently exist would need to go up. There's plans to make the City Dock area a little bit more pedestrian focused, less cars. Of course, parking is an issue down there. But what would need to happen is that the ordinance would need to be approved by the City Council, and that's the next step.
So you have historic preservation is got some issues, and the mayor has some issues, and probably there are some other issues. You know what obviously occurs to us is, why can't they just get along and compromise, right? They are on Compromise Street, after all.
That's very true, the irony. There have been talks. Both sides have said the same thing, that there have been talks between Mayor Cohen, the Coalition to Save Annapolis, other people who are unaffiliated with the Coalition to Save Annapolis, about where some compromise can be reached. Mayor Cohen told me that he still has some questions. So I think that this is going to be a longer process that we can follow up on.
And, you know, the tourists and the people that come down there for the boating, I mean, this is an important issue. So you can see why it might be creating some friction.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll try to catch up with this as we go along. Jamila, thanks.
Thank you, Frazier.
For Jamila Kay, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.